Brian Meyer, welcome back to our studios for our Press Pass conversation. And this morning we're going to focus in on the Michigan Avenue African American Corridor.
Yeah, it's a fascinating area. I'd love to know how many of our listeners have actually been down into this neighborhood and poked around, because within a couple block radius, there are these three cultural anchors that really, in many ways, helped to shape the civil rights movement and African-American heritage. We have the Michigan Street Baptist Church, which is a stop on the Underground Railroad, and I spent some time there earlier this month talking with the former bishop former rector of that church, William Henderson, who had some just amazing stories passed down over these generations about this church's heritage. You've got the J. Edward Nash House behind the church, which has its own set of history and now is a museum. And across the street from the church, you have the Colored Musicians Club, which was host to people like Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday and Dizzy Gillespie. I mean, all within this couple block radius, it's just amazing how much heritage there is. And it's no wonder why many people believe this could be turned into a real hub for cultural tourism.
But it's almost been stalled in time.
Well, they've done some work. You know, they've done a lot of work at at the Nash House. It's now that museum. And, of course, the Colored Musicians Club has had a lot of renovations. But it is a tricky proposition, according to Karen Stanley Fleming, who chairs this state-sanctioned commission that's sort of steering what hopefully will be a master plan. She says there's really a maze of red tape that has to be navigated.
It actually takes a lot of time to organize an entity, to get the 501c3 status, to apply for grants, to wait for the announcement of whether you've been awarded the grant. So what I say to those who are a little bit impatient is that I share your desire that the process should have gone faster. We would all like for it to have gone faster, but it actually is not long in terms of comparison to other state heritage areas.
So now the funding is in place and things are starting to move.
Right. The $120,000 in planning money now has been shifted over to this new entity, essentially. They don't have to go through Buffalo's Urban Renewal Agency. And everyone I've talked to thinks that there's now momentum and that we will be seeing some action. They have a consultant that's already started doing a lot of behind-the-scenes research. There was a public input meeting not long ago, and it sounds as if there will be some further movement in that corridor.
And one of the things that is going on around that area, and it goes over to, of course, the Buffalo Medical Corridor area, that whole section, they're trying to clean up some of the vacant properties and boarded up homes and the dilapidation that's gone on as well.
Yeah, and that's one thing that Stanley Fleming really stressed. She's hoping that this goes far beyond just that couple of blocks. In fact, some at this public input meeting were talking about trying to extend this corridor as far down as Erie Canal Harbor. And as you pointed out, we've got a lot of other things going on north of this area. And, I mean, there are even many historic underground railroad stops in Niagara Falls. So Stanley Fleming thinks there might be some linkage even as far as Niagara County.
And what about Bishop Henderson? He really talked about how this could be such a huge boost.
Yeah, we sat down in the basement of this church and talked for quite a while. And he admits that it's been a real long haul, but he is very, very optimistic.
I have confidence because I see a greater interest stirred up. People that are coming that has passed the church in years past didn't even realize the significance of the church. And I'm talking about the black settlement in this area. They didn't know the importance. And now that it's coming to light and they're seeing more and they're hearing more, I have every confidence that this thing is going to blow up and be something great.
So have they given any kind of a hard date or deadline that they're going to finish this or accomplish this?
Well, there have been a couple of deadlines that have since, you know, passed. But right now, they're asking for an extension. They want to have until 2013 to finish this master plan. And as I understand it, that's pending in the state legislature. And after that master plan is forged, many folks who know an awful lot about this type of cultural tourism effort think things will move at a pretty productive pace.
Again, putting Buffalo possibly on the map as a tourism destination site. Brian Meyer, thank you so much.
Thank you.